fine. I do think I'm going to have to update the FTM-100 to bring its firmware up to a more modern state. I don't think I've ever updated the firmware since I got the radio and I bought it brand new, so I'm sure that's something that'll have to be done.